Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I've been getting a lot of messages lately from my women listeners or followers on Instagram, just really frustrated with men. There's also been so many conversations about just toxic masculinity. And I didn't really feel like I needed to pile on more to those conversations, but I did want to show the other side of both of those equations, which is the healing man and the divine masculine and what that looks like. And a huge part of my healing journey with these topics has been having conversations with men, actually doing the work and healing old traumas and really walking into what a divine masculine man looks like and then going out and teaching that to other men. That has been so healing for me to see. And I'm just so excited about those conversations. And I really want to just lift up those conversations and bring those to surface because I feel like they're healing for all. So my conversation today is with Jake Woodard. Jake was one of the first men that I had on this podcast that really helped me on my healing journey. He is a coach. He is a healer. He really focuses on masculine and feminine energies. And he helped me let go of some old narratives around the masculine in this conversation. He's also been on the podcast multiple times, including a couple times with his wife, his now wife, Melissa. I've also gone to a conference that they put on in Dallas back in January that I've talked on the podcast. So needless to say, I'm a big fan of their work. But this conversation today was so healing for me. And I'm just really hoping that it can bring you guys some of that same healing nature to your own stories, your own narratives, and your own walk with masculine and feminine energy. Here's Jake. Okay, so I was just telling you that I am completely emotionally exhausted after the election started last night, and you were explaining to me that that is the hook that is intended to happen. So can you tell everyone what you were just telling me?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, in our world, in our physical world, there is this system-like operation, and some would call it the matrix, which basically is designed to keep you almost like a robot, to keep you plugged in to this grid so you're constantly burned out with more work, more emotions, more anything than you could possibly physically handle. So it doesn't allow you to become enlightened, to become conscious. And it's very hard to escape that matrix because you're so dependent on it in this realm. And I mean, I had to go through that. You know, I went through that whole, it's almost like you're withdrawing from the matrix. And as you start to awaken, your soul starts to wake up. And I know I'm going really esoteric right now right off the bat. But basically, as your soul starts to wake up, you kind of put your ego in the back seat and you allow your soul to kind of become the driver of your life. And when that happens, you go through the dark night of the ego, where your ego starts to take on a death of its own. And you really go through so many upheavals energetically And it's a very powerful experience when you start to spiritually awaken. And I believe it's absolutely necessary to get free in this life.
Mm. Is that so? When I say that I'm emotionally exhausted after just the back and forth and the back and forth and just all of the energy, I think that is that I'm putting into that, that I feel like our country is putting into it. I'm just hooked in some sort of system and it's exhausting me?
I mean, yeah, if you want to look at it through that lens, I would say that we were brought into a reality, a very corrupt reality, a very broken reality, where there's a lot of shame, guilt, fear, and we are imprinted with this, so we are controlled by it. And that's really what is used to control us and manipulate us, is the fear.
Yeah.
And to keep us afraid, to keep us constantly worrying and stressing. You know, yeah. If it's not about the politicians or the election, it's about your taxes and getting your bills paid on time, or going and having to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, you know, just to make ends meet, to try to provide for your children and get a good college education. The whole system is designed to repress the human spirit.
Mm.
It is totally designed to repress the human spirit. So as you start to awaken, you almost become like the sober person at a party full of drunk people.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're seeing them as separate from you, because that's your ego, right? You're seeing everybody else as like they're unconscious and you're pointing the finger, which is your ego. But you start to awaken and you start to see the game of the universe. And the game is to realize that you are here in Earth School right now,
yeah,
working through a karmic curriculum. And part of your curriculum is working through the emotions of this body that you have with your body. Mm. So for you specifically, you're saying, you know, I feel so emotionally exhausted. And what I'm sensing and what I intuitively feel when I hear that from you and in the vibration of your voice is that you're constantly protecting yourself. So you're in this masculine field of energy to protect yourself because you don't feel safe in this world.
Mm.
And you're guarding and armoring yourself because you don't feel safe. And you carry this really heavy shield. Yeah, it's so heavy. It's like a 200-pound shield that you're just carrying, lugging around with you everywhere you go to protect yourself from being hurt. And now you take all the trauma that you've been through in this life and anybody listening has been through in this life, and you pile that up, and you just have this constant trauma loop that you're running on 24/7. And your mind is just operating in fight or flight, fear-based programming.
Ugh. I mean, that is so, I literally almost could just start crying right now because I think that's exactly right. And I was watching last night just feeling so out of control and wanting so bad to control the things that were happening, which obviously I can only do my part, you know? So I was talking to my astrologer this morning and he said, you do realize that regardless of who wins, that's not what this is about, right? Like, it doesn't actually matter who wins this election. It's how we all respond to it. So can you remain your authentic self within whatever the outcome is? Or are you going to be drawn into the collective consciousness of negativity, you know? And what are you going to do with the cards that are dealt? And that's the real journey. That's the life school piece that you were talking about, which is just really easy for me to forget sometimes, I feel.
Well, because that's the ego at work.
Yeah, right? That's what he said.
The ego is constantly grabbing at things to make it feel safe or not safe, or grabbing at control or not having control. And as soon as the ego starts to lose the grips of control, it flips out. Right.
Yep.
We all have an ego. Like, everybody has an ego, and there's such a thing as a spiritual ego. So there's even people that are quote unquote spiritual, but yet their ego is still ingrained in them because they're judging other people for not being spiritual, not being conscious, not being awake.
Yeah.
And as you start to quiet your ego and you allow your heart to open back up, the heart that we have all closed from the repression, from the shame, from the guilt, from the fear. And as you allow this heart to open back up, you begin to heal. And through this healing process, there is deep, deep surrender. and you must be willing to surrender in order for this healing to be activated, or you will keep trying to be in control of everything in your life.
How do you have any tips, you know, for those people listening today that are feeling the same thing I'm feeling? What are some simple ways, or maybe some small things that people can do today to get to a better place of surrender, to stop trying to control, to find some peace within all of this craziness that's happening?
Yeah, that's such a beautiful question, and something that's very free and very simple. Most people won't do it, which is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing ourselves to just get quiet daily, you know, whether it's for 5 minutes or 25 minutes, is just have a practice.
Yeah.
You drop in and you meditate. And I'm going to give you two parts here too with
okay.
this, because
okay.
meditation is one key, right? Like, meditation, stillness is really good to quiet your mind and to get into your body through following your breath. Just
okay.
a very simple practice is sitting still, closing your eyes, and following your breath. The next thing that works really well, especially to activate feminine energy, which we're going to talk more about,
mm-hmm.
is primal flow and primal movement, in the sense of, like, you're allowing no structure with this, because we already have too much structure in this grid of consciousness, this grid of masculinity. There, you allow the structure to be gone, and you just sensually flow into your body and allow whatever emotions to come through, whether that's anger, whether that's chaos, whether that's sexual feelings, whether it's happiness, joy, love, whatever you're feeling come through your body, you allow it to radiate and emanate through your entire essence. And that's another thing that you can do as well, to really bring yourself back into your body. Get out of your mind, the thinking, chattering mind,
mm-hmm.
and get into your body. And,
okay.
and those are two practices that you can adopt to do every single day.
Okay. So, it's, you know, what's so interesting is probably the last, I don't know, maybe month, I have really had a hard time meditating. Like, I totally buy into what meditation can bring to people's lives. And I know what it's brought to my life. And it's been a struggle for me for a while. But then I really got into a good practice. And honestly, I don't really know what set this off, but I've had a really hard time wanting to do it. And what do you say? Like, first of all, is that my ego just trying to drive the bus?
Yeah, distractions are a great way to stay away from
okay.
tuning your vibration. You know, like,
yeah.
the ego would much rather stay busy and distracted
yeah.
than become still and quiet.
Yeah. And you what know, is so. That, though? It's just fear.
Yeah, it's like you have a computer, right?
Yeah, of course.
Is your computer up to date with the newest software?
You know what's so funny is I just got a notification that said I needed to update it.
Well, it's relatively updated, right?
Yes,
it's like most people's
yes.
hardware system, which we could call their ego, is
yeah.
running on millions of years old programming,
okay.
right? And this is the programming that I continuously speak of is all of the shame, guilt, fear that has been deeply, deeply imprinted in us. And this is generational too. Like, this stays with us generationally. And we carry this until we awaken, until we heal it. So when you start to awaken, you're not only healing yourself, but you're also healing your entire family lineage. You're also helping to heal the collective consciousness. I mean, there's so many layers to this that really are important.
I want to talk about how you got into this, because when I listen to you talk, you sound very spiritually awakened and you sound very peaceful, which is something I want in my life. And I was reading a lot on your website just about your journey and how you got here. And what I love about you being a spiritual healer and helping other people find their spiritual journeys is that you didn't just, it wasn't like you just happened upon this and it was easy for you. You've gone through your own struggles, specifically with addiction and all of that. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about your story and what life looked like before you got to this place that you're in now?
Yeah, I would love to. I think it's so important to share my backstory, because I'm not different than everybody else. Like, that's the thing, is like, I grew up in this small town in upstate New York. And by the way, thank you so much for your kind words. I really appreciate that.
Of course.
I received that fully. I grew up in this small town in upstate New York, this small farm town with more cows than people. And I grew up running through the woods, you know, just as this wild ass young boy, just crazy, full of energy. And that's just how I always was. I was the blonde haired kid with the mohawk, you know, I had a big mohawk, and I was constantly into something, breaking something, you know, destroying something, torturing my sisters. I mean, the whole thing. And at home, my father was very aggressive, and he never really showed up in a way that I felt safe. And I always felt very threatened by him, by his presence. And he was really intimidating, very scared. You know, I'd watch him every single day come home with a dirty lunchbox, dirty clothes, and working hard construction all day, throw his lunchbox on the table, go in his bedroom, slam the door, and take a nap. And that's just like, he didn't want to be bothered. He never wanted to connect to me. He never, you know, showed me that the love that I needed, the support that I needed, and told me he was proud, never said he was sorry, nothing. So he was very emotionally unavailable. And one of the things I really remember, and there was many of these moments, but my two sisters, Jocelyn and Jasmine, and I were playing out in the living room, and we were being loud while he was taking a nap, and we're out there yelling and screaming. And all of a sudden I hear him yelling. I'm like, oh boy, you know, he's upset now. And this was an everyday thing. But then I heard thump, 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 and he came running down the hallway with a loaded 12-gauge shotgun, and he stuck the barrel in my face.
Oh my God.
And he's like, if you don't shut up, I'm going to shoot you right now. And I just felt so much sadness and so much anger come over me in that moment. Like, why would my father, the man who's supposed to be raising me, to teaching me how to become a man, threatened to kill me? And this was a very often thing. Like, those type of things happen very often. And so I went through a lot of pain with my father, and I started to shelter my pain first with eating, with foods. You know, I would eat jars of frosting and every single sugary snack that I could get my hands on. I really became overweight as a young kid. The bullies would call me 5x5 because I was 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide, and I was this little fat kid. And I was really embarrassed about myself physically, but emotionally I was harboring so much pain and anger because of the home life that I was living. And when I was 13 years old, my older sister Jocelyn, who was 17 at the time, she was in the bathroom taking a shower. And for anybody listening that has siblings, they know this prank probably where you pour ice cold water on the person while they're in the shower.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm this annoying little brother.
Yeah. Here I am,
and it's the middle of summer. It's like 95 degrees outside, and I'm trying to get in the bathroom door, trying to get in. Finally, I just said, screw it, and I kicked the door open. And when I opened the door, Jocelyn was laying on the floor with a needle hanging out of her arm.
Oh, my gosh.
So at that point, she had legally overdosed on heroin, and we got her to the hospital. We got her revitalized. But for the last 15 years, Jocelyn's been in and out of heroin addiction, living on the streets, you know, getting arrested for prostitution, all kinds of crazy things, living in trap houses. We had drug dealers showing up at the house in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning, banging on the door with guns. I mean, basically went through this entire crazy situation. And about a year later, Jocelyn and I were fighting in the kitchen, and this wasn't like your typical brother, sister, you're stupid fight. This was an all out war. And I was fighting for my life because Jocelyn had pulled out a knife, a kitchen knife. And she said, I'm going to stab you with this. And she started to run at me, and I ran in my bedroom and I laid on the floor and I started to cry. And it was like this deep, sobering cry where it was like my chest was closing down. My entire world was closing down. And all I could feel was just anger and sadness. And I'm punching the ground. I'm screaming. I'm crying. And about 20 minutes into that, I looked up, and in the corner of my room, I had a loaded 20-gauge shotgun that I kept in the corner of my room. And I thought about taking that gun and turning it against me and pulling the trigger. And as I had this thought, I felt this vibrational energy start rushing down through me. And it was like this extremely weird feeling. And then I heard this voice that said, Jake, you are not permitted to leave yet because you have great work here to do. And it always stuck with me. It planted this really deep seed within me. And fast forward through 10 plus years of my own stuff, from alcoholism to obesity, to porn addiction, to toxic relationships, severe violence in my own life and with my father, and all kinds of fighting and ragefulness. I got to a point in my life one day when I basically came to the realization that I could continue to be a victim of my life and point and blame the finger at everyone and everything around me, or I could be the creator of my life and start taking responsibility for what was showing up in my life and how I could learn and grow through the pain, through the shadows.
So when you got to that place, how did you know where to go? Like when you say you wanted to get through the shadows, where did you even start?
Yeah, that's such a great question too, because honestly, when I first started on this journey, I looked for everything outside of me.
Yeah.
Books, podcasts, yeah. YouTube videos, everything, spiritual teachers, every single thing I could grab onto because I was hungry mm-hmm. for this information. And as I worked through that, I got to a place where I started looking within myself for answers and listening to my intuition and trusting this intuition that lives within all of us. And when I started doing that and I really started to go deeper into my own self, my whole entire experience started to change, because ultimately everything you need in this life already exists within you in this moment. It just hasn't been activated yet.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you feel like when you started on your journey, when you were saying that, I was just thinking, that's exactly right. And every spiritually awakened person, or a person who I find is spiritually in tune with themselves, says exactly what you said. It's within you. It's within you. But for me, my journey has been a little bit like, I'll get on course with something. Like you said, I'll start to look outside of myself, but it'll awaken something. But then somehow maybe I can take a step back, or it feels like a step back, but it's like a corkscrew, right? Like we're never just going to get fixed, which is something that was very hard for me to process at first. Because I thought, oh, I'm doing all this work. Like I'm just going to get fixed and I'm just going to, you know, never have to deal with this thing again. But has your journey been a little bit, you know, up and down, or like, do you feel a pressure being in this place of taking other people on this spiritual journey as an imperfect human? Do you feel that?
Ultimately, I can only guide people at the level that I've guided myself.
Okay.
And I've gotten to a point now in my life where I don't push my ways on anybody. I'm not more invested in someone's healing than they are with their own healing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like this. We can look at it like physical training, personal training. The trainer can motivate the client, right? But they can't do the push-ups for them. They can't eat the meals for them. So ultimately, it's the same thing spiritually. Like, I can only plant seeds within people, right? It's that they already know that we're already within there, that they have to come to their own realization. So I don't carry the pain of other people. I care. It's okay to care, but not to carry the pain and the burdens of other people, because that's a very heavy karmic package when you start doing that.
Yeah.
And going back to what you just said too, about like never being able to be fixed.
Yeah.
That's the ego that wants to fix, that thinks that you are broken. But if you were to walk through the forest right now in this moment, you wouldn't look at trees that are different from one another as being broken or being bad or being misshapen or the color's not perfect on the leaves. Like, you would just accept everything as it is, because that is nature. Nature is perfect. Nature is divine. But the thing is, we are nature. There is no separation from us and the trees. It's just our ego that thinks we are different from the trees and the animals.
Ugh, I love that. I love that analogy too. That's such a good one. Well, I found you because of the work that you're doing around masculine and feminine energies. And I have so many questions. I've been listening to your podcast. I find this topic completely fascinating. Can you tell us what, just in general, are like a basic definition of a masculine energy and a feminine energy?
Yeah, of course. Basically, we have to first understand that everyone on this earth has both masculine and feminine energies within them.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with your gender. So because of that, we all have a yin, which is the feminine energy, and the yang essence, which is the masculine energy within ourselves.
Okay.
And if you look at it like North and South Pole, it's the energetic poles within your body, the electrical poles within your body. The masculine energy, which most men identify with having more of a masculine core, but there are men that have more of a feminine core. And most women identify with having more of a feminine core, but there are women that have masculine cores as well.
Mm-hmm.
The masculine energy, to break this down in a very simple context, and this, once again, is going to be a lot we're going to talk about, so I would just invite the listeners to just digest this and take what resonates. And the masculine energy basically is your structure, your direction, your clarity of purpose, your logical mind. The mind of the masculine person is the problem-solving mind. It is your giving energy, where the feminine essence, the feminine energy, is your receptive energy. It is your feelings, your emotions, your intuition. It is the essence of love, the vibration of love, where the essence of the masculine energy would be freedom, consciousness, presence, right? Where the feminine qualities are more about the feelings and the sensation and the vulnerability and surrendering to the natural flow of the universe. The way that I could give you an analogy around it is basically, if you look at the feminine energy as river water flowing through, the flow of the water, and the riverbed that holds the water flowing would be like the masculine support, the supportive energy that holds the container for the feminine to flow through.
Mm.
Now, it's everywhere in nature. Once again, the yin and the yang energies exist within nature, because look at a tree. The trunk and the roots that go down into the mother would be like the masculine essence, where the branches and the leaves that flow out in the wind are more of the feminine energy. The wind flowing through the trees is more like the feminine energy. So we can see the examples how basically the things that are structured and still is more of like the masculine energy, where the things that are flowing and moving and constantly changing direction is the feminine essence.
Okay.
Now, we've also been very imbalanced, and I want to say this as well. We have been extremely imbalanced within this planet of the human
emotions and the human energy, because we have put masculine energy on a pedestal, and mm-hmm. which has caused massive amounts of repression within the feminine energy within all of us. So that's why you see a lot of people that are emotionally numb. They can't feel their emotions. They're disconnected from their intuition. They're disconnected from love. They're disconnected from being able to feel anything, because they're hiding out in their logical masculine mind, always working, always doing, always leading and structuring and supporting. And they're burned out energetically because their energies are imbalanced, and it's creating physical, emotional, and energetic imbalances within that human being.
So okay, I have so many questions. Sorry, I'm trying to process through what the first one should be. Okay, first I want to say I took the quiz on your site, and mm-hmm. I, which was no surprise to me, got predominantly female. Like I was a 13 on the scale of 0 to 15, like scale one side being masculine, one side being feminine. I was 13 all the way to feminine. So is our goal to be in balance with feminine and masculine energy within our own selves?
So the thing is with this, and I want to be very conscious how I answer this question.
Okay.
To have harmony within your energies, mm-hmm. you would be operating from a sense of flow, but you also have structure in your life. Okay. So it's like, let's look at it like a glass of water. Now, with the container, which would be, we could call the masculine, the structure of the container,
yeah.
and the water inside of it, which would be the feminine essence, they have perfect balance. So the cup holds the water. But if that cup breaks, the water goes all over the floor.
Okay? Right.
So there's too much flow, or if there's no water in the cup, then it's very dry and you have nothing to drink, which is too much structure.
Okay.
So a very simple way in which we can have harmony between our inner masculine and inner feminine energies is creating more flow with a strong sense of structure and being grounded. So to have harmony and balance between your inner energies, yes, that is why many people are not happy mm-hmm. in this life. Number one, because they're not operating from their natural core essence. Meaning that, for example, if you are a feminine core woman and you are in your masculine energy 99% of the day because you work at a high-stress corporate job, maybe you're a single mother taking care of your kids all day long and leading and guiding, protecting, structuring. You're always in this masculine energy field, and you are repressing and neglecting your feminine energy. You are going to have imbalances within your life. Mm. This can even manifest as physical pains in your body because your body has a consciousness of its own.
Okay. I'm processing. So if you like, okay, because I'm a 13 on the feminine scale, do you think I'm repressing some of my masculine energy? I guess would be my question. When you said the thing about like, it's where you find your direction, your purpose, you know, all of those things, I have been feeling very lacking in those areas the last year, probably. So is that like the thing that I would want to tap into here, maybe being healing some masculine energy?
So the answer to that could be yes, and I could obviously we could dig more into that. But here's the thing. Because your core is feminine, you identify so much with feminine qualities. As long as you are operating from that natural core essence and you aren't creating imbalances because you're too in your emotions, you're too in your feelings, you're too ungrounded,
mm-hmm.
then it's not necessarily going to be like a 50-50 balance. Like you're not going to show up 50% of the time in your masculine, 50% of the time in your feminine. You're going to show up from a place that feels natural to your body. Okay.
Okay.
So for example, I'm more of a masculine identified core person. I know this about myself energetically. So I show up most of the time as masculine energy, right? As more leading, guiding, protecting, structuring, all those qualities.
Yeah.
But I also honor my feminine essence, because if I didn't, I would become numb. I would lose flow in my life. I would lose creativity. I would lose expression, all of those things, because they complement each other. They balance each other. And so it's not that you have a 50-50 perfect balance within your body. It's more about aligning with your natural core essence and bringing in both energies to create harmony within yourself. And that could even look like, because if you had, for example, if you had a scale in front of you right now, mm-hmm. and you put 10 marbles on one side that totaled a pound, and you put one marble on the other side that weighed a pound, and they leveled each other out perfectly, it's not to say that the 10 marbles are better because you have 10 of those qualities and only one of them absent. It's more about like creating the balance within
okay.
your system.
Okay.
Does that make
yeah,
sense?
That makes total sense, actually. And I like what you said about, because I am so strong in the feminine, like, or I have such a strong feminine energy. It is about the balance though, and the structure around feeling all that stuff, because I'm such a feeler. And so a lot of times when I feel imbalance is when I'm having these huge reactions to things, and it's not like, oh, I need to control myself in those, but there isn't structure around it. Or maybe I'm not taking care of myself in a time where I need a little extra self-care so that I can process through those emotions in a more calm way, or, you know, more productive way. Is that kind of in line with what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. And that's the thing. Having awareness of your energies mm-hmm. is so, so important. Mm-hmm. For example, if I'm sitting or just working all day long and I get really in my head, I know that I need feminine energy in that moment. I need the yin essence to cool down my hot yang essence.
Okay.
Meaning the yin is very cooling. Okay. You can look at yin like water, and yang energy, the masculine energy, is like fire. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm going to get into this as well. Sexually speaking.
Yeah.
Men with a masculine core have to understand that the feminine energy is like water. It takes time to boil and heat up, where the yang energy is already very hot, ready to go, right?
Yeah.
So we have to honor that within the feminine qualities, within if we're engaging in a romantic sense. Because sexually speaking, the feminine essence, a feminine woman is so sexually advanced compared to the yang masculine man.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so much more powerful. And that's why men have to be aware of this, because if you want to have harmony in your relationship, you have to understand the yin and the yang energies and how they're working in your life. And if you don't understand them, then you will create all kinds of imbalances. And eventually what happens a lot of times is both people get into the same energy field, the same type of energy, masculine or feminine, and they start to repel each other energetically, because it's just like magnets, positive, repelling, negative, repelling, positive, negative, attract.
Okay. That is fascinating to me. So like, I'm thinking about it in terms of my own relationship, and I just said I'm very feminine. And from what I know of my boyfriend, he's very masculine energy. So is that what drew us together initially, that opposite?
Yes.
Okay. Can you talk through that a little bit?
Yeah. So energetically, you attract your reciprocal.
Okay.
Like your reciprocal energy. Look at the cells in your body. Every single cell in your body has a positive and negative charge.
Okay.
If the polarity between those cells was to become neutral, meaning positive, or negative, you would drop dead right now. Polarity, the polarizing charge, is what creates this reality. The shadows, right? Without there's dark and there's light. There's
yes.
a sun and there's a moon. There is a opposite extreme polarizing charge to everything in this universe.
So are we in relationship with the opposite? Are we drawn to the opposite? You know how they say you're drawn to certain relationships to heal your own wounds, or to, you know, maybe I'm thinking in this case, like if you have an imbalance, would you be drawn to someone that is so strong in that other energy to almost try to heal your own imbalance?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's how yin and yang works.
Yeah.
That's how masculine and feminine balance each other. Like, for example, my girlfriend and I, Melissa, mm-hmm. she is very feminine.
Okay.
She is very cooling to my masculine energy. Okay. So where I lack with the patience, the gentleness, the mm-hmm. softness, mm-hmm. the feminine qualities, she's very strong in. But I am very strong with direction, structure, clarity. Like that, those are my strengths. So we bring that together, and that balance, that harmony allows for a beautiful, harmonious relationship to unfold.
Okay, but you did mention that if you operate, if you both start operating in maybe both masculine or both feminine, that it can, you can bump up against issues. And so I have two questions regarding that. One, one is, why does that happen? Like, would I, are there times, because I'm thinking through, like, you know, when things are, we're in a fight or when we're bumping up against each other, is it because one of us is trying too hard to adjust to the other's energy or living in the other's energy too much?
So there's many factors at play here.
Okay.
And if you were to give me a specific example, I could speak more intuitively to it for your situation.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
Because if you, here's the thing. If you don't feel safe with your partner, you will shut down emotionally and you will put up a masculine shield and you will repel him energetically.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, that actually makes total sense. A lot of times, more of the issue is I am like, blah, blah, blah. Here's all these feelings. Let's talk about feelings. And because he comes from such a masculine place, sometimes I'm overwhelming him with that. Like it, I think, you know, like his energy isn't naturally to that. And so he'll do it for a certain amount of time. But if then I keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and maybe this is where me not having any structure around all of my emotions.
But is the question that you are pushing, because you want to be seen and you want your emotions
to
be praised.
Probably. What is that?
The feminine wants to be seen and cherished, and there's nothing wrong with that. So if you're not feeling seen and appreciated by your partner, you are going to start to become imbalanced, and a wounded feminine energy would be very small. They'd be very shameful of themselves. Mm-hmm. Remember, the feminine essence is inward, where the masculine energy is outward. Okay. So that's why masculine people are very outwardly spoken.
Yeah.
Where the feminine, when it becomes wounded, it can become very shameful of themselves and they become very repressed. So in those moments when you're spewing out all of your emotions and just kind of emotionally dumping on your partner, if you will, that may be because if you look at a deeper root here, what are you lacking in that moment? What do you really need from him in that moment?
That's interesting. I guess validation.
Validation from what?
I don't know.
Who did you not get validation from when you were a little girl?
I mean, my initial, just my immediate response was going to be that I was okay. Just like that I was enough as is. And, you know, I've always been a deep feeler. And so I've found in certain times in my life, and I think a lot in my childhood, that maybe I felt overwhelming to my parents, or, you know, just like a lot that too much.
You were told that you were too much.
Maybe. Yeah.
And who specifically said that to you that really stuck with you?
I actually don't know that anyone specifically said that. I think maybe it was something I picked up on because of stuff going on in my parents' lives. You know, like I don't know that it was like an intentional, but I do think that there was some high stress situations happening when I was younger that maybe they couldn't handle it, you know, like, if that makes sense. And I just picked up on that, and the message got put in my head that I was too much. And I keep repeating that in relationships for sure.
So the little girl that lives within you, mm-hmm. your inner child,
mm-hmm.
feels like she wasn't supported and validated when she was young in the way that she needed to.
Mm-hmm. So
what
now,
what would you say to her in this moment? What does she need to hear?
Gonna cry on this podcast. I mean,
and you don't need to have it all figured out right now.
Yeah, I don't know. That would probably be some stuff for me to look into. I think, again, my immediate response was, you're not too much. You're exactly as you should be. So am I looking for my partner to tell me that and fix that?
You tell me.
If I think so.
And that's a heavy load to put on your partner
no
to validate
kidding.
You constantly.
Yeah, yep.
Because they have their own stuff that they're working through. We all do, right?
Yeah.
And I would also invite you to fully feel your feelings and not turn away from them. Because within that pain that you feel and that discomfort that you feel is great healing. And you're not too much in this moment for me or any listener right now.
I'm sitting here like, oh, you should talk. You have to talk. You have to talk. You have to talk. And all I want to do is cry, which is battling feminine and masculine energy, I would assume. Oh,
why are you fighting what you feel in this moment?
Because I'm doing a podcast and I keep telling myself, you know, I have to perform essentially versus just be in this moment.
Which is the masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Imprinting on you that you need to be productive in this world in order to be a success.
Yes.
But leading by example, to feel into your feminine emotions, don't you think that's the most inspiring thing that you could ever do for anyone?
I do believe that, yes.
Because within the feminine, there's great power and there's also great healing.
So where do these wounds start when we're children? I'm assuming because we just dug into my inner child. What does a masculine wound show up as in people's lives?
I think that you've seen a lot of that, just like we all have. You know, I mean, that's pretty obvious, the masculine wounding. I mean, it manifests as force, control, dominance, anger.
Mm.
And, you know, the big thing with the wounded masculine is just trying to control the feminine and repress the feminine, because it's almost like they can't control the wind. Like the wounded masculine mind can't control the wind. So it tries to repress it. It tries to stop the wind from blowing because it doesn't know what to do with it. Right. But it's so attracted to the wind sexually and energetically. It doesn't know what to do with it. So it just tries to control and repress it. And oftentimes masculine people repress the feminine energy within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, they also do it in the romantic relationship as well, because they shut down emotionally and just cut themselves off from feeling.
So is that what we'll see in relationships showing up as, just the emotional unavailability, just the, what does that look like, I guess, in a relationship?
Well, it also works the same way with polarity.
Okay.
As we were talking about with polarity, with wounded polarity, and this is something I also speak about and teach about, which is basically wounded masculine will attract wounded feminine, vice versa.
Okay.
So the wounded feminine, because remember, they're being brought together to heal and awaken if they choose to and not be victims of their relationship. But this, they're being brought together. So like, for example, the wounded feminine who's very small and repressed will often attract a wounded masculine man, or if it's, it could be same sex relationship, any type of relationship, wounded masculine person that is repressive and controlling of the person who feels small and powerless and shame. Powerless and shame are probably the two most common things for wounded feminine energy.
And what is it for masculine?
Anger and control.
Okay.
Criticism is another big thing too. Being too critical. Very critical. And here's the thing too, is like, a lot of feminine women are already very hard on themselves.
Yeah.
So when a man, or it doesn't, once again, it doesn't have to be a man, it could be a woman, a masculine person,
yes,
is hard on that person that's already beats themselves up 24/7 with their emotions, the way they look, the way they dress, the how their body looks, and they're picking themselves apart. Now here comes the masculine person who's very critical, doesn't understand that when you treat a feminine person with your criticism and judgment, they close. The feminine closes like a flower. Because if you take care and support that flower will open and give you beautiful radiance, beautiful smells, beautiful colors, beautiful everything. But if you're hard on that flower is going to close its petals because it doesn't feel safe.
So is, like, if you're closing the flower as you're describing it, and you are a strong feminine energy, is that leaning too far into the masculine side for your natural state?
I'm not clear on your question here.
I think I'm having a hard time verbalizing it. It's like I'm thinking of if someone was to criticize me and I'm in my wounded feminine energy, you say, I think that's right. Like, I would kind of shut down even more because I'm already, the messages in my head are always usually very harsh anyway. Like, that's something I really have to be conscious of, is the things I'm saying to myself. And so if someone else validates that or like says something in general that I can interpret as one of those critical thinking patterns of mine, I do shut down. And what I interpret masculine energy to be is kind of shut down from emotion, burying, repressing, all of that kind of stuff. Is that accurate, or am I getting them confused?
So there is definitely truth in what you're saying. I feel as if the wounded masculine person shuts down and puts their shield up emotionally. Now, when the wounded feminine person feels that, they actually are going into their masculine energy because they don't feel safe.
Right. Okay. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
So they're withdrawing because it's like when a turtle goes into its shell, it withdraws, right?
Yes.
Because it doesn't feel safe. It doesn't want a predator to hurt it. And that's exactly what's happening with the feminine in that moment, is they are withdrawing from being hurt because they don't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
So how, for example, we use you for example, how you would shift that in that moment is by opening your body back up, standing in your truth, standing in your light, and speaking from a place of clarity and love, how you feel in that moment.
Okay.
Not closing, not repressing, not shutting down. But when you do this, you have to do it from a place of your truth and not your pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do it from your pain, you're only going to create more toxicity in the relationship. But if you say from a very grounded place, listen, I feel very unsafe in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like the way that you just criticized me.
That is standing. Go ahead. Sorry.
What's that?
Go ahead.
You start to empower yourself.
Yeah.
And if your partner is awake and trying to be awake, they will listen.
Yeah.
They will respect that and say, wow, like, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to hurt you. Because in the masculine mind, they're thinking, how can I fix this? Right.
Yeah.
How can I make this better? They're problem solvers. So the feminine has to be willing to give the masculine something to fix, You know, like mm-hmm. give them a problem to come up with a solution for.
That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah. Well, okay. So also because you just said, if you're standing in your truth and you're saying it in this grounded place, I mean, that to me sounds like embodying both your feminine and your masculine energy. And when you come from a place of pain, like I know for me, you know, this is hard for me to admit, I don't like this about myself, but I am a very reactive person. You know, like I said, I feel things so deeply. And a lot of times if my wound gets pushed at, or you know, if there is criticism or anything like that, I react from a place of anger. And that doesn't feel, you know, or it just react, period. And it's just so big. It doesn't feel in line with even what I'm trying to accomplish. But so that's just obviously staying in my pain and my wound, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, the way that you alchemize that is not reacting and giving into your pain, but honoring your pain by saying the words out loud. I feel very unsafe in this moment. I feel very judged right now. I feel that your criticism is causing me to close my heart. Not like you're a stupid idiot. You just hurt me.
Right.
Like, you know,
that like one doesn't go over that well.
No, it doesn't. Because now what are you doing? You're perpetuating your own pain.
Right.
Now you're projecting your pain back onto that person. And what are you creating? A toxic cycle.
Yes. And it's so interesting because I feel like what you just described, that dynamic in general, it feels like you're both leading from your wounds and then you're both attacking the wounds, not the healing aspect, you know, of this whole entire thing where you could lean into healing together or being awakened together and walking through that together.
Yeah. I mean, really what you're doing is just stroking each other's egos at that point.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because whose ego is going to win in this moment?
Exactly.
Whose ego is going to be right?
Yeah. So what do you say? I mean, I've read a lot on your Instagram about killing the polarity within relationships. And so what would you say to couples if they're listening and they're hearing this like, oh, yes, like that's the dynamic in our relationship? Or even like it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, because I feel like this applies to all aspects of my life, like my work relationships, my friendships. So how do you kill the polarity and meet somewhere in the middle with each other?
So, I mean, how do you want to address this from a romantic relationship standpoint or like a neutral, grounded? I mean, because there's many different angles.
Okay.
To this.
Let's go romantic, because I think that's I do think that we
the feminine loves romance.
Yeah, of course I do. Obviously. But also I do find, I know in my life, I tend to pick the people who are going to force me to do my work on myself. And I found that amongst a lot of my friends too. You find the relationship that's going to push you into healing. And so I know that's something that I want to bring to my relationship. And I think a lot of people that I know do too.
Yeah. I mean, so you'll find that your like best friends that you have no polarity with will often be of the same energy. You know, you can think about your best girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, you're not sexually attracting them.
Right.
But the way in which you are a masculine man or the opposite or masculine woman, you know, if you're in, it's once again, it's energies. It's, you'll find that in your relationships, like my friends, like my guy friends are very masculine. There's no sexual attraction between me and that other masculine energy. Right.
Yes.
And it's the same concept of in romantic relationships, going back to that, what you were just talking about, it's romantic relationships work best that I've found when you both understand what your core energy is and how you want to show up and be treated in that relationship.
Okay.
So if you know that your core energy is feminine, you know that you identify more with the softness, the gentleness, the love, the feelings, the emotions, you are going to want a masculine person who's supportive of all of that, right? And a lot of masculine people do not understand that component there because they have to realize that you're not dating another masculine person. you're dating a feminine person, and the feminine identifies with more of the soft, sensual things. And once again, that doesn't make the feminine weak. It's just like the sun and the moon. It's not that the sun is greater than the moon and the moon is greater than, or the moon is greater than the sun. It's just, that's what it is.
It's just different, right?
It is. It is different. Exactly. So in order for you to have polarity in that relationship, you must be conscious of how the energies are working in the relationship. And if you notice, for example, if you're a masculine man and you notice your partner, your feminine partner, start to shut down and she's not feeling safe. So you're watching her body. Her. Oftentimes the feminine speaks through their body. They speak through their breath. They speak through the tone. They speak through the textures of the clothes they're wearing and how they're holding their body. And are they guarding themselves? Are they crossing their arms? Are they, you know, all these little subtle things you have to become conscious of. Okay, why is she not feeling safe in this moment? Now, as a masculine person, I'm the protector of this relationship. I'm going to show up in a way that's going to bring more safety and more consciousness to this moment. How can I bring that to this relationship? And just ask her, hey, what are you needing from me in this moment?
Yeah.
And she may push you away. She may say nothing. She may try to fight it. But no, the true sacred masculine shows up with presence, groundedness, open heart, and integrity. And he's just there. And he's present. He's grounded. And because of that alone, she starts to soften back up and feel safe. A lot of times women, feminine women, start to react from a place of being like emotional, and where some people would say, oh, she's just being crazy. But really, she's just wanting to feel safe and to feel seen and to feel heard in that moment.
Right. So then on the flip side, what about if the masculine energy in your partner is like, you see that, you see either, I don't know if you read their body language or what does it look like in a masculine energy?
So like, how would the feminine do that for the masculine?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is the thing too. And this is the great question. Masculine people are great problem solvers. They don't need you to step in and lead them in that moment, but they are great problem solvers. So a lot of times masculine people, when they're going through something, they really just want to figure it out on their own. They may ask for space, and they honestly, the thing that's really hard for a lot of men, like masculine men especially, is to say, hey, I just need some space right now. I just got to process my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because like the masculine energy has like this warrior energy where they're like, they're going to figure it out and they're going to like complete the mission.
Yeah.
And if the woman steps in and tries to lead or guide or protect or save him or mother him, she over a period of time, she may actually emasculate him and take almost like start to take away the polarity of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that when you see your masculine partner in whatever he's doing, that you understand that your energy alone, your feminine yin essence alone, is naturally healing to the masculine. It naturally does it on its own. The vibrational essence of your energy is already healing to his masculine core.
So just by showing up.
Yes, you are the flower, the radiant flower, the vibrancy, the radiance of your feminine heart energetically is what's healing to the masculine. So your soft touch, your yin essence, your loving voice, every single tone and vibration of the feminine is so naturally healing to the masculine. That's why when women start to think, oh, I got to save him, I got to protect him, I got to coach him through this in this moment, that's where they're going wrong. Because all the masculine really needs is just your feminine essence, your yin essence that is already healing to the masculine. They don't need you to coach them.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me to think about, because I think I always interpret, like, if the people in my life who I can think of that are masculine energies, I do. I want to jump in and try to help them. And that's not necessarily what they need. They need my ability to listen, my ability your to love. Yes.
Your compassion, mm-hmm. your love, your gentleness, your softness, everything that you are, Kelly, mm-hmm. is exactly what the masculine requires.
Wow.
That's all it needs. It doesn't need your problem solving abilities.
Right.
It doesn't need your logic.
Right. I just
Although,
find
yes,
it,
you have it and you have
of course.
Logic, but it's not what the masculine is needing in that moment. Because if the masculine is in pain,
yeah,
oftentimes it's like the feminine energy is actually what's going to heal. And not even necessarily from a woman, but within themselves also, because men have feminine energy too.
Right.
But that feminine essence is the healing energy, because how we heal is through going into our emotional body, which is the feminine energy, and we call upon this feminine essence to heal ourselves, to become vulnerable, to surrender into our pain, and to cry and release it out.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
I just find this also fascinating, because when I hear the word polarity, I immediately, like, to think of that within a relationship, I would feel like, oh, no, you don't want to be on opposite ends. But what you're explaining to me is, and what I'm starting to understand, is those opposite ends are what make it work.
Yes.
Wow.
Because it's how polarity works in this realm.
Yeah.
If we didn't have polarity, then that's the thing, is like, we wouldn't have anything in this world.
Yeah.
Because nothing would be polarizing and nothing would be attractive.
Like, yeah.
We are vibrational beings, right? And that's the thing, is like, realizing that everything has that polarizing charge in all areas of life. If you look at it, it's shown everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can look at it in every single thing. And there is that balancing energy. And the reason why it's balancing is because it's nature. We are nature.
Yeah. Let's talk about it sexually, because you kind of touched on this when you said the masculine energy gets there a lot faster. The feminine energy is more of a process, which I think a lot of people assume that's how men and women work in most cases anyway, right? Like, I mean, I think like a lot of times it's talked about with women as like, oh, women have a harder time orgasming or anything like that. But it's the feminine energy in general is a lot slower, is what I heard you say earlier. Can you kind of touch on all of those topics?
Yes, of course. Yeah. And you're saying it exactly right, too.
Okay.
The thing is, we're speaking sexually. In the sense, well, first of all, we have to address the shame around sexuality.
Yes.
So sex is something that is not talked about. We're not taught anything about sacred sexuality. Porn is at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the thing, is basically when people have sex, they're using each other's bodies just to masturbate.
Right.
Just to have an ejaculation or maybe an orgasm. Right. And then
yeah.
It's very primal, very animalistic. We have sex and that's the thing. And we go our separate ways.
Yeah.
So something that masculine men have to understand is the feminine does take time to warm up. And she warms up through the quality of your character and your integrity and your presence.
Oh my God. If those things. So true. I'm sorry, but it's so true.
Yes. And if those things are not in alignment, she has an antenna that is plugged into the freaking cosmic grid.
Yeah.
And she can feel everything in your body. So if you're coming to her from a place of lust and horniness, and you're just trying to penetrate her to get your own ego desires off, she's going to shut down, and she may have sex with you out of her own guilt because she wants to please you,
mm-hmm.
but she's actually doing herself a disservice because she's taking love or not allowing love to flow in that moment.
Wow. Yes.
And that's hard to hear. That's hard to hear
it
for
is.
Some people because we live in a very dog eat dog world.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's everybody's so sexually ramped up and it's everywhere. It's everywhere. We live in such an overly sexualized culture, but most people have not even come close to mastering their sexual energy, especially within men.
Why is that? Because you have to be in touch with the emotional aspect of your energy to really master it?
As well as the spiritual and energetic components.
Okay. Okay.
So basically, if we look at like the chakra system,
uh-huh.
the seven chakras, which, you know, there's so much we could go into with that.
Right.
Most people, most human beings are locked in the first three chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first chakra is the root, which is your connection to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Your second is your sacral, which is your connection to your sexuality, your expression, your creativity. Your third is your place of personal power. Now, most people get locked in those first three chakras and they can't ascend into the higher cosmic energy centers, if you will. And because they're still identifying with their ego desires of safety, security, sexuality, lust, and needing power over people, right? Which
yeah.
is all like very ego stuff.
Yes.
So because many people haven't transcended their earthly grabbings, the earthly clingings, if you will, they stay trapped in that vortex of constant just lusting after people, lusting after experiences, lusting after the next high.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what people need to understand is that sex is truly sacred. Okay. And I feel something that I've come to realize within myself, and this took me many years, believe me, I was no saint when it comes to this, but it took me many years to discover that when you engage sexually with another person, there should be a emotional, spiritual, energetic component there, and to bring in those qualities of consciousness into that space. Because if there is not, you can damage your energetic field. And this is for all human beings. This is for all human beings because when you engage sexually, that is the most vulnerable, raw you will ever be with someone spiritually, energetically, emotionally, everything. So by opening your body up to another person, to another being, you create things that happen, right? So it's, first of all, it's important to be very conscious of who you're having sex with, okay? And, you know, that's the thing is there's no judgment. If you want to have, you know, random one night stands, do you, whatever. But like
yeah.
I'm saying, if you're really wanting to walk this path of spiritual awakening, you start to really tune in to the subtle vibrations of everything.
This is so interesting and so much to digest, honestly. It's like stuff that I feel I knew sort of. It seems like, oh yeah, this makes sense. Like masculine energy, feminine energy, but it's so much deeper. And it's like the wounding aspect of it is just completely fascinating to me because I'm thinking about my own life and the ways that I bring my feminine wound to the table. And, I don't think that I had any awareness of that. You know, like I think we can easily look at, oh, well, that's just like a trigger for me. Or those are like the therapy terms, right? Like, oh, that's a trigger or that's a whatever. But it doesn't really look at healing the energy wound of that.
Mm, yeah. I mean, it's because it's those shadows are very deep.
Yeah.
The shame around sex is extremely deep.
Yeah.
So it's much easier just to go watch some porn and masturbate and visualize your partner and fantasize about your partner who you'd love to have. It's much easier to do that instead of actually being in a conscious relationship where you have a deepening with another person.
Well, right.
Which is extremely, extremely healing within that sense. And it can also be very transcendental.
Mm.
So, I mean, there can be great healing through conscious sexuality. Remember, we are born out of the womb. That womb can give life force, right? So, like, we have just disregarded that, and we have forgotten the beauty of sacred sexuality and really coming from a place of deepening ourselves so we can go more deep with a romantic partner.
Yeah.
And it's scary for most people. Like, I know I've talked to a lot of men that have like performance anxiety,
mm-hmm.
right? So I don't know if you've ever heard about this before, but basically it's when a man feels like he can't perform sexually to please his woman.
Yeah.
Or if he's with a woman, or it could be another man, whatever. But basically that's because a lot of times he hasn't trained himself sexually to bring the energy up from his lower energy centers, the root, bringing the energy up all the way through his heart, all the way up through the crown of his head, to bring spiritual healing through him. So most men just ejaculate in 3 to 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and that's kind of the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they don't take care of the feminine woman in the sense where they're like, oh wow, like maybe we should do some foreplay.
Right.
You know, maybe I should set the tempo. Maybe I should light a candle. Maybe I should put on some soft music.
Yeah.
Maybe I should put some nice linen down. Maybe I should be nice to her 48 hours before.
Yeah.
But I'm being very serious when I say this.
Like, I know.
The woman is tuned in emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
She's so emotionally tuned in that if earlier that day you said something nasty to her, just like critical, or even not even, doesn't even have to be nasty, even something just a little bit critical, she may close sexually for an entire week. And you're like, what the hell, man? She doesn't even want to have sex with me. What the hell am I doing wrong here?
Right.
Well, your critical nature is causing her to close.
Yeah. So your masculine wound is essentially causing her to close.
That could definitely be a part of it. I mean, there's a lot going on there, you know? The relationships, there's so much going on, and it really comes down to the harmony of your yin and your yang energies, first within yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then in the physical manifestation of the relationship. Because you can only bring to that relationship what you have healed and gone through within yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're only going to offer that same energy to your partner.
Yeah.
Or you're just going to project your own wounds onto your partner.
What's so interesting to think about with the masculine energy too, like the situation you just described, like the setting the candles, the music, all of that stuff. It also is very vulnerable probably. And for someone if in a heavy masculine energy, like what if they got rejected or any of those kind of things? Like I would imagine that is somewhat difficult.
Yeah. Well, they have to be willing to put their pride and ego aside.
Right.
Wow. To be vulnerable, to feel into the sensations of the feminine, to even start to understand them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like you want to engage sexually with them, but you have to really start to understand them and understand that she closes when she doesn't feel safe.
Mm. What does a masculine energy do when it doesn't feel safe? Fight?
It depends on how much work they've done on themselves.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is there's so many different things that I could say to that. And I feel like when the masculine energy doesn't feel safe, it's going to put up that shield. And it's very similar to, like, you know, as it just may not be as intense. Like if when a man does it, it's very intense. Like when a man doesn't feel safe, you can like really feel like his like warrior essence come out.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can almost like physically see a shield. It's like, oh shit. Like he's, you know, he's ready for battle almost. Right.
Yeah.
And But once again, it also depends on how much work he's done on himself. Because if he's in this fight or flight ego response, it's going to be very animated.
Yeah.
Like very like gorilla pounding on my chest kind of animated, right? Yeah. Now, if he's done a lot of work on himself and he's not just putting on a show for his ego, he will be able to bring himself back to center and reground himself through his breathing and slow down and be able to process his emotions before he reacts in a violent way.
Okay.
And that's very difficult.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the ego is freaking strong and the ego is very clever. So like just when you think you've mastered the ego, it slips out of your grips and sneaks up behind you and punches you in the back of the head.
Yeah. And that's how it happens for me.
Well, that's everybody. It's not just you.
This is fascinating stuff for me. If you are listening and you have more questions for Jake, you do offer an online course for this healing your masculine and feminine energies, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, basically I built the course and everything that we just talked about has training, you know, video training modules, guided meditations, embodiment worksheets, really just stuff to help you to deepen your connection to these sacred energies, to your masculine and feminine energies. And it honestly, Kelly, like out of all the healing work I've ever done, learning the embodiment of masculine and feminine energies has changed my entire life. It really has, because it's like it's allowed structure in my life, but it also has like the creative flow.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people, they may be very structured, but they don't have any flow, like any gentle compassion. Or they may have a lot of flow, a lot of feminine energy, but they don't have the structure.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you learn how to embody those energies within yourself, it is truly a game changer.
I love that. And you can find information about this course. It's on jakewoodard.com. You do offer other workshops and retreats. I don't know how you're doing that with COVID. Is that still happening right now?
Yeah, so we actually went virtual.
Okay.
We went virtual for the last event. It's called Heal, Harmonize, Embody, Activate, Love. And we had people from all around the world drop in for a 2-day live workshop. I would have done it in person, the retreat in person, but you know, with all this stuff going
on
right now.
Kind of a weird time.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, where can people find more information about that? Because I do want to talk a little bit about the podcast, but I know your website to me was very informative of the different services you offer. There's these retreats that if you're looking to even just start exploring a healing journey, you're very, it seems like one of your gifts to help people figure out which direction to start their journey.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, honestly, we live in a world of social media. I always tell people, just, you know, first connect with me in your heart. And if what I've said resonates with you, then, you know, follow me on Instagram, check out my work. And I always believe that the universe sends the right people to me that are ready to be open and heal.
Man, you are spiritually awakened. I need to get to this place of surrender. I'm still in the ego place of like, I need to go find the people. I need to try to control this.
But even the thought of needing to get somewhere is a trap.
What do you mean?
Because all that matters is this present moment.
Yeah.
And if you're in this thinking of, I got to get somewhere, or happiness exists over there on that mountain, you know, it's like, it really is when you anchor yourself into this present moment of consciousness, that's where all of the bliss is. That's where life is happening. Mm-hmm. It's not in the future. It's not down the road. It's here now.
Mm. So people can find you at Jake Woodard on social media, correct?
Yes. It's just my Instagram is _Jake. Woodard, WOODARD.
Okay.
My podcast is The Awake with Jake Show. We have like 200 episodes on there.
Well, so tell us a little bit about the podcast, because I've also been listening to that and it's helped me. It helped me get a kind of a good base, especially with this masculine and feminine energy. But you do a lot of healing work on the podcast. So tell the people what you talk about, kind of some of the topics and things they'll find if they listen to The Awake with Jake Show.
Yeah, basically, you know, there's guided meditations on there. There's more talks about masculine, feminine energies, relationships, healing work, shadow work, breath work, anything, any type of healing modality or healing. You know, I drop energy updates and what I feel is going on with the collective consciousness, all that stuff. You know, just really trying to help with the ascension of our species and raising the vibration of our planet.
Okay. Well, you guys go check out the Awake with Jake show. It is a really great listen. Jake, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for talking through my emotional stuff today. That actually, I'm going to re-listen to this podcast myself. It's been very helpful for me.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me, Kelly. You truly have a beautiful heart and soul, and I can feel the love that pours through you.
Thank you. That means a lot. Well, thank you guys for listening. Go check out Jake Woodard. And Jake, thank you again for being a guest on the Velvet Sedge podcast.
Thank you, Kelly.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. Undercover Tourist.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.